The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey, what's going on, No Needers? Thank you guys for tuning into our program. Ways to support the podcast. You always can like and subscribe to this page, NNFA. Share this episode with any of your friends. And make sure you follow the podcast on all platforms at NNFA Podcast on all platforms. Make sure you follow me at I'm Dave Temple. And make sure you follow Derek.
At the Great Boy.
So you can also support the show by buying merch. MerchEngine.com is the website to get access to all things NNFA. T-shirts, hats, caps, mugs, you name it, we've got it. Definitely support the show and show all your friends, hey, I got this cool-ass NNFA t-shirt. Show them where to go get it. All right, you ready to get in today's show?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Ain't no need to panic. We are.
City Rider in a couple days. Right now, it'd be sold out.
No need for apologies. No need for apologies.
Let's go. Let's get it.
Ladies
and gentlemen, welcome to another splendiferous episode.
Good goddamn word.
No need for apologies. And yo, check this out.
Splendiferous?
Ooh, got a little sound bite there.
Splendiferous?
I'm the God Dave Temple.
Oh, splendiferous. And I'm the Great Boy, Derek Gaines. That just shook me. You got a splendiferous little tag?
Absolutely, man. Yeah. We have found that the word splendiferous appears in what movie is this from, T?
Never Been Kissed.
Never Been Kissed, yeah, with the whiny-faced Drew Barrymore.
Right? Yeah, whiny face.
And at some point, she hits him with the...
Splendiferous? Totally.
So,
yeah, I don't know, man. Drew Barrymore in Wayne's World. That was one doughy, delicious white bitch on that one.
Yeah.
And that one, she had that whiny face. She could have had it. Drew
really?
Could have had you it like, on that Wayne's
okay,
World.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. It'll kill the intro music
doughy,
there.
Because I don't
want to talk about that. Welcome to another episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you like what we do here, please subscribe. Make sure you support the podcast in any way you possibly can. Follow us on all social media platforms.
All the platforms.
Right now, if you are hearing this, it is post. Like, we are pre-recording leading up to the Black Ass Comedy Show
at City Winery. Yeah.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it was a sold-out show.
You better put it in the universe.
Assume that it was a hit.
All right.
If you're listening, if you're new because you came to City Winery and you're like, oh, I didn't know this was a podcast, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for all the support. Thank you, everybody who came out to the City Winery Show. It was fucking dope.
It was dope.
Now,
I appreciate everybody came out. President was there. Donnie Wahlberg was there. Tyra Banks' bitch ass was there. Tyra's tall ass came with her ass.
How tall is Tyra? She's over 6 feet.
Tyra's like 5'11", something like that.
And I was saying, you just said Drew Barrymore could get it at that movie phase.
Wayne's World, like when she was in Wayne's World behind the desk.
Right.
I was like, oh, yeah, she's bad.
I would say, like, there's no truer compliment as far as showing some your interest. Like, saying someone's pretty is one thing.
Uh-huh.
Saying someone's good looking, they're attractive, that's another thing. And those are almost like polite. Saying someone can get it.
Can have it.
Yeah.
You
like,
can
yo,
have my body,
you
Drew.
Are actively putting...
Drew Barrymore could have had me.
You could get it. Like,
That's right.
That's the highest praise. That is more, that in my opinion is better than saying, hey, they're good looking. If somebody be like, yo, what you think about Drew Barrymore?
Not to be dirty, but ain't coming the best thank you?
Just a little receipt.
Right?
Just a little tip.
Look what you did.
Just a little
I
reward.
Appreciate the shit out of you. I don't want to sound dirty now, but right.
Anybody can say someone's pretty.
Right.
It means nothing.
It's like empty count. It's like hops.
Right.
Yeah.
Saying someone is not ugly, it means nothing.
Ah, it's not enough.
But, yo, you could get it.
I want to offer my body to you, girl.
Because it's a genuine. You would never even say someone can get it and be disingenuous.
No.
You'll never say that and not mean it. I challenge anybody. Message me. Message the podcast.
Town hall podcast. Message.
Tell me a time in your life that you disingenuously said someone can get it.
What?
No.
You mean that. That's something you mean.
Right.
That's why you say it out loud.
Right.
You put it in.
She's pretty, beautiful,
pretty.
Gorgeous.
Nah.
They mean nothing.
Nah.
Can you
her
get
right
it?
There, she can get it. She can have it. All weekend. All weekend.
Yeah.
Friday to Sunday afternoon.
Even with the pouty face.
She got to leave it Sunday because I got to get to the show.
Because I'm going to tell you like this. I feel the same way. She can get it. However, I'm not going to say she's an attractive woman.
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, not an attractive woman. She cries a lot. Like, ever since E.T., she's done nothing but pout and cry
she
and
sniffle.
She was doing
drugs at but Studio
the pout
54
is dope.
At, like, 8 years old. She was in rehab at 13.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm not saying any. I've already given her the highest compliment, T.
She can get it.
She can get it. All right, it doesn't matter
what
I can.
That's the highest compliment.
It's literally like when I gave that homeless dude $5 and then proceeded to talk shit about him.
Oh yeah,
I paid the cost. It's already done.
Paid the cost to
hey,
be the boss.
I gave you $5.
You paid the
now,
cost.
If you stick around, this is on you. This is what I'm not saying. I'm being honest. I'm being very honest about Drew Barrymore. I don't
Absolutely.
Think she's attractive because of the crying pouty face and the snotty nose and all that type of stuff. However,
but
she can get it.
She can get it,
and I mean that.
Absolutely.
I mean, both of those statements, Drew. Don't take any of them.
Come
and
on, Miss Barrymore.
Even if you were to see this and be upset, understand what I'm saying. Take it all in context. There's more to the clip, okay? Go watch the full episode. I am saying you're not attractive, and I mean that.
But
you can get it, and I mean that.
And this has been a message from Dave Temple, goddammit.
Oh, don't try to act like you wasn't in on that shit.
I was, but you took off with it. I'm glad I set it up, but you knocked it down, nigga. That was nice. 60-40.
Oh, man. Welcome to another Splendiferous episode, though, man. We
you
are
like
back.
These intros? See how the intro started?
Yeah,
it's a
man.
Beautiful intro.
Been having a good time lately. Like, summer is definitely here.
Summer here,
yeah,
bro.
Full effect.
Full effect.
The heat wave is here.
Nigga.
I am, I'm in a good mood, but I am bumping the fuck out of people.
Oh, yeah.
If people are looking at their phone, I just bumped a girl coming out of the subway. She came down the escalator. I was headed towards the escalator.
She
and for
paying
some
attention?
Reason.
She wasn't paying attention?
Well, also, she did the weird thing of she came right off the escalator and then just cut left.
Yeah.
Just cut left through, like, all of the traffic that is heading on to the up escalator.
You remember what I said? It's going to be them.
Right.
Or it's going to be me.
Like, if we were cars and you just made a wild, crazy left like that, crossing the flow of traffic, you're in the wrong. So go ahead and take this bow, this shoulder checking, to which she definitely hit me with the, excuse you, and I lie to you not, with all of the joy and the dignity of a Mr. Rogers.
I'm listening.
I looked back and I said, oh, excuse you. Like, just gave her, like I was a foreigner that didn't even understand what excuse you meant.
You.
Oh, excuse you too. You know what I mean?
Your excuse. Looking on your phone.
Right.
Bro, I hate it. Bro, they be taking up the block, taking up the steps on the subway, on their phone, not paying attention, walking like ain't nobody behind them.
Yeah.
I hate that shit.
I like it because there's some people who see it and they bail at the last second. I go, ha ha, yeah, you're not that oblivious.
Yeah.
You were playing chicken and boom.
It's gonna be them.
You're right.
It's gonna be us.
Now, I will not, as Black Air Force One energy as this does sound, like
okay.
I'm just walking around the city, just bumping the fuck out of everybody on my straight Bernie Mac King of State, just coming off the train, slapping people.
Hey.
I will admit that is not the energy.
That is
not the energy. And here's why. I will get out of the way of Black teenagers.
Because they are dangerous in groups. Let's just talk. When eight little black kids get
black
on the train,
teenagers?
You got to let them have
Woo!
It.
Oh,
you
my God.
You got to let them have it.
I am terrified.
When they loud, what you going to go over there and tell them?
And,
be quiet.
And the sad part is, I'm more terrified of the girls than I am of the boys.
Oh, yeah.
at least with the boys, there's still like an inkling of like, I know the rules of engagement with boys to be like, all right, you know what I mean? Like, if I can't beat y'all, I might be able to diffuse this with comedy and get all the friends on my side to be like, man, get your little sensitive ass out of here. And they go, ah, he called you sensitive, right? Yeah, like, you know, you might.
Something.
Yeah.
But with them chicks, bro.
I don't even know where to begin when
and don't let
conflict.
Them have the gray hoodies on with the khakis. If they got the gray hoodies on and khakis because it's gym day at school, oh, they ready to rock
but
on that
here's
train.
The thing. It's also, it's July. It is July. Yeah. So I will assume that any group of kids out in the street are just out looking for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We're not talking about camp kids. We're not even talking about school children. You know what I mean? If you got five teenage girls or boys running the streets of New York in July, oh yeah, they looking for trouble.
Yikes.
They don't got no money in their pocket.
Yikes.
And they got nothing but time on their hands.
And empty stomachs.
And it's hot.
And they hangry.
Yeah, and they stink. And so you know they're not planning on getting laid. And you, like you said, pussy's an integral.
Pussy is an integral part to this whole thing.
Yeah, man. So without sex being on the table here in July, whew.
Danger.
Teenagers are lawless.
Danger.
As a matter of fact, I might, you know, Mayor Adams, is there a way we could just lock teenagers up?
Yeah.
Just from like.
Just for the summer.
Just for July to August.
Or send them out to the country.
What's up? I don't like that look of disapproval from the tower.
No. So speaking of Eric Adams, have you guys been getting emails from him? Maybe because you're not citizens of New York.
I am not.
I have been getting emails that come in as Eric Adams. And
okay.
He's like, and it's like weekly. Hey, New York. And he's giving us updates on what's going on in the city. But it's all like event stuff. It's
but
not
it's text or email?
Stuff. It's an email.
Yeah?
I didn't sign up for that shit.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I unsubscribed. We'll see how long it takes.
Yeah. He'll probably just go ahead on that. I mean, he got to reach the people somehow. I ain't mad at him for trying. In some way, shape, or form.
I didn't sign up for his guest list.
That's right.
Speaking of,
QR code,
can you go
blah, blah,
into
blah.
Can you go into the No Need email? Go into the No Need email. I just forwarded an email that I sent over to No Need because this is an email that I got. I am on an email list. I'm on an email list for Show Palace.
Oh, Show Palace. That's one pussy out.
Now let me explain. First of all, Show Palace is
that's
a strip club
new.
In Queens. All right, it's Jackson Avenue. You say it again.
Can you send it to me because I don't have it signed in on this computer?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What was theirs? They having a sale or something?
Oh,
or
you're gonna love this, Derek. You're gonna love this. Now, first, I feel like I do need to clarify just because it sounds like I'm a pervert that I'm on some strip clubs mailing list, but there's a reason for that. So give me one second.
I've been
second.
There more than you. Don't worry about it. I've been to Show Palace plenty.
It's not about being there. It's about being on the email list. That sounds a little bit creepy.
This here, you want to hear creepy? Hey,
so
everybody.
T, that's coming over right now. Go ahead.
Hey, everybody. Show Palace has the most delicious salmon pasta you ever had in your life.
Jesus Christ.
Creepy. There
okay.
you go.
So Show Palace, wonderful strip club.
Wonderful
it is the strip club that you can see in the movie. What's the movie with Jennifer Lopez and then where they was drugging people?
Strippers.
Hustlers.
Okay, so they was in there. Good guess. Strippers. Good guess right there. 50 Cent's show, Power, took place in there. I actually did a scene with the great Dante Nero. We did a scene in there. We were not stripping. We were patronizing the strip club as, you know, gangsters of the season one Power. Some guy presents some Puerto Rican dude.
You was
snake.
In Power?
I was an extra in Power. You know what I mean?
You ain't say shit?
No. I've been all over Power. Like, I was in, like, so many seasons. Because if you don't remember, you probably don't know this. Tom's girl used to do casting on that. Well, Tom's wife.
Get the fuck out of here.
So, yeah, she used to just look out and give me a lot of stuff. Yeah, like, I did the last season when they were in court.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, the final season, I got to sit behind Notori while she was pregnant. I got to see Charlie Murphy with cancer. Yeah. Like, I've been all up and through.
Wow.
So, do you have the email there? Okay, so real quick, let me explain why I'm on this email list. It was actually from being on Power.
Okay.
And doing a 14-hour shoot.
Okay.
In a strip club. Pretty hard to do without Wi-Fi. The only way to get the Wi-Fi is you have to join the mailing list.
Bam, bam, bam.
That's why I'm on there, guys. All right? It's not like
there
I'm all da, 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 da.
Way to clear it up.
However, today, don't know what made me open the email. I saw it. Do you have the email, the promo that was in here? Please put that promo up on the screen. What is this?
Attend a class and win an ass. BBL contest. Nigga, they doing sweepstakes. They doing sweepstakes.
Bro, listen to this. Calling all college girls.
Oh,
join
no.
the contest to win a BBL. The rules are below, all right? The first rule, you got to follow them on Instagram, all right? You need to make a 10 to 20 second video explaining to your fans why you deserve to win a booty. Be creative. And also, tag their Instagram. They will repost and gather likes. The most likes will join the finalists, and you must have a college ID. Now, I didn't realize, like, this is the market. I didn't realize, like, the market for BBL is college girls. You know what I mean? Like, that's a weird thing to do. Like, college girls, you use some of that student loan money. They can finance a BBL, right? Whoa. You're already getting access to low interest money. You know what I mean? Like, why can't it just be some regular hood bitch that just, you know, got an Instagram?
Well, so now they see this email and they're gonna enroll in college, probably like Phoenix University or something. Get that college ID going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. To get a I'm sure you can make a fake one in the city. Like, there's no way the strip clubs know the difference.
Exactly.
If I showed up with my Pennsylvania straight driver's license, I'm sure I could pull that off.
That's fine, but can we get back to they win the surgery?
Yeah.
That's insane, and it's probably not going to be the best.
Well, BBL. It's also weird, too, because it's at a time. BBLs, are BBLs still in style, or are they going out of style?
I don't.
Like, all of the major influencers with ass are ripping them out. Blac Chyna took hers out.
Well,
Kim
she found
Kardashian
God.
Took hers out. You know what I mean?
Well, Kim Kardashian, she started dating white people. So that's why she took hers out. She didn't need that shit no more.
All of them did. Yeah. They all took their asses out.
Yeah,
right.
So.
What was that other girl that was big? K-Michelle. She took hers out. She was like the first one to take
hers out. K-Michelle, dumbass. Her ass flipped around in her ass. That's why she had to take that thing out. It would look crazy.
But
so.
When a BBL, man, like... Could you, I mean, of all emails for me to see and be like, oh, wow, you know what I mean?
We saw Night of the Living BBLs in Miami.
I'm not going to lie.
And that shit was scary.
I kind of would want to keep up with this contest just to find out, like, when the actual contest, because if the contest is happening at the club, I think I kind of want to be there. I want to see the college girls show up.
With all this flat ass.
Yeah.
And this, you know, it's going to be a bunch of, you know, toned, firm butt girls all up on. That's going to look
Jorge, did you go to college at all?
All these aunt butt college
girls. You didn't go to
girls.
College? Are you of college age now? Like, how old are you now, man?
26.
26? Okay. Strip club? Have you patronized strip clubs? Or
yeah.
What?
After high school, one of my friends started dating a stripper.
Yeah.
And so we always used to go to strip clubs and go. See her dance.
And go eat.
Go see her.
Go dance, go eat.
Friends, and then the next thing you know, we're just, all her friends are our friends, and it was a whole thing.
That's a good homie right there, man. I'm learning a lot about, like, you know, Jorge, you're Mexican, right?
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot about Mexican loyalty, man. Like, because that's some real Pedro shit. Remember Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah.
Where he's like, all right, Napoleon, I get it. Your girl's not here. Look, you could use mine for a little bit, you know, if you want to. Remember he did that shit? He's like, you ain't got no date, Napoleon? Don't worry about it. Yo, you could dance with my chick for like a little
dance
bit.
Dance with my chick and we'll pick you up. And I get my goons to pick you up and take you to the prom.
That's what I need. Some Mexican homies, man.
Oh, you got bullies.
All of these dudes Mexican? Your friend, was he Mexican also?
Yeah.
Word. I love the essays. Shout out to the essays.
What about the strippers? Were they Mexican? No way.
A majority, yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Mexican strippers? Yeah. All right, I gotta
talk about some square butts. I'm fucking right.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal.
Oh, snap.
Which I think is all of them. Do you want to get high?
Like, what?
Like, really high.
Say what?
Like, super duper legally high.
Oh, you saying some stuff.
Listen, now's the time to go to yoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality, lab tested.
Like the lab.
Yeah, which is the only kind that affects me anymore. Like, you, if it's not at least 23%.
Oh, yeah, you ain't high.
What are we even doing? If there's not a scientist involved, why are you even messing around?
You mean 18%?
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind? Anyway, go ahead.
So, listen, if you're over the age of 21 and you're listening and you live in a majority of the states where this is legal, I want you to go to yodelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. Now, here we go. I got to explain to you again. What is Delta 8?
What is Delta 8?
It's found in hemp.
In him.
And can legally be shipped to various states and get you high. So if you live a lifestyle like how I live a lifestyle, where I am constantly traveling and I am constantly in the need of getting high wherever I am. But you never know what they go looking for at the airport. The rules are all inconsistent. Well, this you can ship directly to your destination and then toke up as soon as you get there. At yodelta.com, you can find a mix of flower, gummies, vapes, all of your getting stoned needs. And I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly.
Delta flower?
Yeah.
Where the flower at?
So that means you can't just be smoking this and then driving around trying to freestyle.
Nah.
You know what I mean? You can't be thinking about D-Ray's bitches while smoking
you
on some Delta
can't
8.
Do that.
So once more, go to yodelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of Gas Digital, and use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, once more, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off. Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high.
Can't smoke and be covetous and in behind the wheel. Let's get back to the show.
Let's do it.
That's what's going to be at this goddamn school.
Yeah.
All these square butt bitches trying to get BBLs. Everybody trying to get that Mondo burger.
I don't know if we have any listeners that have BBLs. If you do, please write in. Let me know how you feel about this. You can email
us. To maintenance your BBL, girl. Like, yeah, what is a day in the life to maintenance your new ass?
Because that's the other thing. This would be just like if you are given a BBL as a college student, right?
The upkeep.
Can you afford to keep it up?
Yeah.
Can you afford to keep up this ass? This is like when Oprah gives out cars to poor people.
Yeah.
And then they find out they got to pay taxes on it. And they're like, wait a minute, Oprah, I can't afford this. And like, oh, sorry, you shouldn't have looked under your chair.
Oprah was just...
You should have left yours under there. You know?
Should have kept your state. You should have sat up straight, nigga. You should have not went under there with your broke
just
ass.
Just understand, you got to pay taxes on whatever's under this chair.
Ain't no free trip to the Oprah show.
Could you imagine that, being at Oprah, and she goes, look under your chair, and somebody slap you, go, hey, we can't afford that.
Shit. Don't you look under that goddamn chair. You go with your mom. Don't you dare look under that goddamn chair.
Don't you look under there for nothing.
Thank you, Oprah. We'll see our way out. Keep your eye on God. Keep your motherfucking eye on God.
Right. Where's your car? Oh, I left that shit.
You can probably go back and get it. It's in a lot, but it's going to come with some tax. You're going to pay taxes. Let you know right now, I know no such thing as a free car.
No such thing, man.
There's no such thing.
Yeah, but like, because that's up there, but also like, remember Exhibit had that show, Pimp My Ride?
Pimp My Ride.
And people couldn't keep the upkeep on them cars.
Yeah, they couldn't get Freon for the refrigerator they had in the fucking engine. We put a refrigerator in your engine, and now we got to keep
I know. I feel
it was
like
amusement parks. He gave these niggas amusement parks as cars.
Yeah.
And now they got to... They came in with a G-Ride.
You don't have a garage for this shit. You just parking it on the street.
Yeah.
People breaking in and stealing your fish out the fish tank.
Yeah, all that shit.
Like, that's what I'm saying. I kind of want to see these girls. I just want to see who's going to win. And I want to know, like, hey, do you have the ability to, one, take this out if they put it in? You know what I mean? Or do you think that'll be covered? Would that be covered under Medicare soon? Like, hey,
get you a
removal. I feel like getting a BBL removal is like going to the chiropractor. That should be covered.
Or like, it's like tattoo removal a little bit.
Yeah. Gang tattoos are free to remove.
Wow.
Yeah, gang tattoos is a lot of programs.
So
that you
need to put that in the gang-related
BBLs. I feel like that's a little bit of a that's a gang, BBL gang, huh?
Fake butt gang, walking around with all that shit in your ass.
Hashtag BBL gang. I bet you.
Two girls last night with some big old BBLs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were they doing?
Standing there having some shitty conversation.
Yeah.
And making sure everybody was looking at them, because the way they were staggered on the block under the light, you could see them.
Yeah, I'd imagine, though, I'm sure this is just probably some weird promo that is just like a cheap beer and wings and stuff like that. It just gets the dudes to come in.
Cheap beer
and wings.
You
know what I mean? The guys, they just assume there's going to be a bunch of college girls there, and they probably just organize a few young girls to compete.
Look, they got 10 cent tenders.
Yeah, remember that time we went to that strip club in the Bronx for amateur night?
Yeah.
And the girl who won, for some reason, this club was like everyone just had their phones out. And everyone was recording. And I never felt so bad for a winner in my life. This girl came in just trying to get some bill money knocked out. Quick little 500.
I was there for that.
She killed it. She was a ringer. She came up on amateur night, but this girl had skills.
Yeah, man. And shout out to the ones that didn't.
Yeah.
Because that shit was entertaining. Like, you ever seen a girl with ashy titties?
Yeah.
That shit sucks.
Right.
You got a lotion before you get up there, girl. But anyway, talk about
the ring. The winner of this contest at the Bronx, what was it, Silk City? Is that the club we went to? Silk City.
One of them cities.
This
thing.
Girl
Sin
came
City.
In like that black dude from Creed 3.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like, nigga, you ain't new.
Yeah.
you haven't been in a ring in a while. I guess you was in jail or whatever.
She got a pole at the crib.
Right. And the minute that she won, you watch the whole place light up, everybody's camera phones, and you watch the girl like she's trying to come on stage and redeem her money, but like cover her eyes and her breasts
she's
at the same
shame,
time.
Man.
Which is a weird thing. Why do people always try to cover their eyes? Is the eyes really enough to
because
like,
they don't want
to
see the sad, they don't want you to see that sadness. They don't want to see that anxiety. That they don't want you to see how much they fucking their mom up.
That's all we got for this disguise.
My mama going, yeah.
Come on, guys. Come on, guys. Whatever.
Remember that clip when I'm legally blind, gas money holding it down.
Oh yeah,
POP holding it down.
Young little stud crying while being escorted off to jail.
Holding it down.
Speaking of stud, I did watch the Just thinking of that made me think of Juvenile's Tiny Desk.
Okay.
Because
Manny Fresh looked like a whole aunt. That looked like my gay aunt. I think my gay cousin's wife looked like Manny Fresh.
It's like, come on, Manny. I know you got it. You have to see yourself at this point.
Oh, my God.
You have to see yourself at this
Manny
point.
Manny looked like a woman.
Yeah. You don't want to mustache it up a little bit? Just a little bit? That is weird, man. It is such an interesting look to take on, man. Everybody else looked like a whole man. Look at that. That's a man.
That's a man.
That's a man.
Obviously, man. Jesus Christ. That's too much, man. God damn. Too many of them teeth.
Yeah, that is wild. The juvenile guy. Look at that.
Look at Auntie. Look at Aunt Manny.
I mean, because that is like, you can't even get your face. That's not shaving. That's getting all of the face and eyebrows gone like that. That's what it is. He has no eyebrows. There's no eyebrows.
He looks like everybody's auntie who's been living with their best friend their whole life.
Yeah. I mean, and like a bit of a soy sauce mustache. That's it.
He ain't got none of it.
That is it. Like, that is
nigga has
weird.
Gay aunt face.
Woo.
That's GAF. He got gay aunt face. He got gaff. That's gay aunt face. Yo, Manny Fresh looked like some of my aunt.
Yo. Look, you was doing the crying thing, right? Making fun of people crying.
Yeah.
This is a funny video I saw. Can you show this clip, Nigerian Crier?
Okay, I'm ready.
I don't know if you've seen
the
this.
Nigerians
this
is, crack me up these
I
days.
Yeah, right? Because, so apparently this guy is going for the Guinness Book of World Records. For longest uninterrupted cry.
Wow.
Which is a weird thing that people find these.
I hate Guinness.
Esoteric.
Good word
Ooh,
there.
People
shit.
Like to find these esoteric categories
okay.
to get themselves into the Guinness Book of World Records.
Talk shit.
And I'm all here for it. But this is a funny one for like, it just helps me understand like Nigeria, they're doing better than we think they are. We talk about them like
better.
They're a third world country.
They're not.
You got time to be looking up weird unclaimed titles to be like,
I
want
to go to Africa. I just can't face the flight. You know how bad I want to go to the motherland? My eczema and my patience is not going to let me go to Africa.
Or do you got the clip up there? All right, go ahead, play this.
Okay, I'm ready. Oh, I'm ready. Oh.
He's just doing this. Why is his hands on top
and
of
what
his
is this
head?
About? This must push the tears down.
And again.
Oh, not the hum-a-mum-a-mum-a-mum-a-mum. It's to a beat, though.
That's the thing, the music. The music, the camera, the chair. I don't know. And there's no way this is real. There's no way he can really be.
He had like a wail. He
now,
was wailing.
I'm not going to lie to you.
He's laughing now.
As a man that does not get to cry often, this does look very good. Like, this looks very refreshing. You know what yeah. I mean? Like,
I would never want to cry like that. Something had bad happen if I ever. Something like devastating.
And that's what I'm saying. He's just doing it for shits and giggles.
Nah, nigga, I could never pull off that. Yeah, you got to be sad, nigga.
And see, here's the thing. Nigerians, we know, they've always been around pulling out scams. There's no new news here. This isn't me degrading the people. We've all received an email or two letting us know that we have some money over here. You know what I mean? We've received a few emails from a king or a prince. You know what I mean? So they pull off different scams. I forgot to cue this one up. The next one, this is a Nigerian also. I think this is a Nigerian. But this is Nigerian claiming to be the fastest reader. Click on the one that says the fastest reader.
This shit
if you can, get it to about like 36 seconds into the video. Right, this guy like, you've seen this video, right?
I've seen this one.
Yeah, this guy like definitely, again, the same type of claim, like I am the best at this thing here.
This is even more extreme. This one is fucking crazy.
Right, because that was already wild. But here we go.
Ebenezer, the reader.
Ebenezer, the reader.
I'm the fastest reader in the world.
How did you come about that conclusion?
I read 1,679 pages book within 2 seconds.
2 seconds?
Wow, yes.
I finished, it will shock you to know that I finished reading 1,679 pages book.
Pause it real fast.
2 seconds.
Would you doubt him? Listen to how he says it. There's so much African pride.
I finished
1,667
book
pages.
Hey man,
like
you better than me.
Even with the broken English, I'm like, I kind of believe this guy.
You gotta.
Why wouldn't I? This guy, he's in shape. He's got a haircut. His clothes
he's
fit.
Got a vest on.
He's got a vest on. Why? Why would I not believe a man with a vest and an accent? Whatever this guy's about to say, why would he lie to me? Play some more, please.
Yes, 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
Yes.
2 seconds.
That's why I'll crown myself the fastest reader in the world.
According to Google Guinness World Record, the fastest reader, I think, read 83 pages in 1 minute. And to see this, I mean, Guinness would have to update their record if you pass this stage, though.
Yeah, they need to. They've not met me.
Cut it. Just pause talent. It for a second. Just pause it for a second. So that's also funny that the guy knew, like, well, you know, Guinness Book of World Records. So there's something going on. I'm assuming this is Nigerian. If I'm getting the accent wrong, please forgive me.
It's African.
You can understand why I think they're Nigerian. And then, yeah, I'm going to say please forgive me, but new sound drop.
No need to apologize.
If I got it wrong, all right? Go ahead, play a little more. Thank you, Eartha Kitt.
I'm just still doing it based on the passion.
The passion.
So you're doing it for a passion?
Yes.
You're doing it for passion.
Do you know what 2 seconds is? That's one.
And then two.
Yeah.
And you read what again?
1,679 pages.
1,000. Let's cut to the chase. How many pages would you be reading here today?
Okay, I have this book, Successful Content Creator's Guide. It's a short book. I'm going to read it in a twinkle of an eye.
All right.
Everything. I'm going to read everything.
So do you have
in the twinkle of an eye.
In the twinkle.
Let's have a copy of the book.
I see what you guys did there.
We didn't do anything.
It's very good for content creators. I think you should read it when you get home. But don't read it now. Don't read with me. You can't read with me. I'm fast.
I'm fast.
Oh, try and catch
up. You can't read with me, yeah.
Oh, catch up. Oh, catch up. All right.
Shall we?
Yes, the floor
your
is
time.
Yours.
All right. Let's go.
He's about to do it.
Let me open the page. So you read all this in what?
In 2 seconds, you said.
You said the twinkle of an eye.
Yeah.
All right, twinkle it.
So now, one second, I'm going to switch all this.
Hey, guys, I want to real quick take a second to talk to you about mango. That's how I say
mango.
It. Mango.
Not mango. Mango.
Yeah, think mango. But think mango, but think mango.
This sound like one of them blood flow joints.
Exactly.
Is this one of these blood flow
joints?
This
is one
things?
Of those where you just look down at your penis and you pluck it a little bit and you go, go! It's like
mango.
Like yeah. The lady on, remember, what was that? Mighty Morphin Power Rangers? Make my monster go!
Rita Repulsive.
Listen, these are rapidly dissolving tablets. They hit your bloodstream quick for fast results. They're all mango flavored. They're individually wrapped on the go, so you don't even have to worry. Like, you can just pack them up, put them in your pocket. Hey, if it looks like you're about to get laid, mango!
Mango!
Ladies, you can use them too. You can go ahead and spike people's drinks. Like, if you know, like, hey, I think I like where this date is going. Yeah. Let's go ahead and drop a little fizz in his drink while he's at the bathroom and watch later on that night.
Mango!
It's 100% online, free doctor visit, no subscription required to try our
mango! Yeah.
So listen, go to mangorx.com and use the promo code GAS15 and our listeners receive 15% off your first order. That's promo code GAS15 for 15% off your first order. Trust me, you will not be disappointed. Go to mangorx.com and get yourself some
mango. Mango, go, mango. Go ahead and get it on. Mango.
All right, let's get back into it.
If you don't all find right. It's funny, I don't know.
Twinkle it.
Twinkle it.
That is a new, please, can I get that in the thing? But all right, twinkle it.
All right.
I'm about to start saying that shit.
Yeah, because you know they bullshit. When somebody is bullshitting, I'm like, all right, twinkle all right, it. Twinkle it. Let me see. Let me see what I know is not going to happen, you fucking asshole. I like this shit. This is great. Man, I like this. Come on.
Twinkle it.
Twinkle it. Go ahead. Twinkle it. Let me see. Let me see you fuck up.
Oh, God. And especially with that deep Nigerian. All right, then. Twinkle it. Oh, shit. All right. Go ahead. Play some more because he's about to read.
All these books.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Watching. Yes. Go on.
What just happened now?
He said,
What is this now?
Talk to us.
What did you just do?
It's because I'm fast.
It's because
you're fast. That's what? What? You want to tell me you just finished reading all those books?
It's because I'm fast.
I'm still holding my
phone. Okay, yo.
This one.
Yes.
Hold on. Pause this right now. The ability of all of these men. To not be in fucking bubbling over, doubled over in laughter right now. These motherfuckers with a straight face. What happened just now? Tell me. Like, what? How do you not? Them motherfuckers. Like, he's an adult. He's an adult. I would have never had the balls to pull that off, even as a child. To look two people.
Nick said,
I am fast, that's why.
In the twinkle of an eye, I will read.
Oh, shit. He just ruined it for everybody wearing vests now. Oh. Everybody who wears a vest and a t-shirt,
are
I
a twinkler.
Can no
You're
longer.
You're a fucking twinkler.
There's no way I can take you seriously.
Oh, fuck him.
I was there with you. Until you shot, I had no reason to doubt him. I had no reason. The man said the page number over. I've done 1,697.
I have done
pages.
It. He said, "I have done it."
Yeah.
He cut him off.
Yeah.
He cut. I read it.
Yes.
That shit was awesome.
So yeah, I know that there's a Guinness Book of World Record that says 86 pages.
All
in two.
You need
I
is
don't
confidence.
Do it for that. I do it for the love. Watch.
For the passion. He had 100% passion. All you need is 100% passion, and you do shit like that. Come on, man. That shit was awesome. All you need is confidence. Christ. Confidence only works at 100%.
Nigeria.
So you, he really did. He pulled that off. That made me laugh for real.
Fuck. I fucks with Nigeria, man. I got to get over there. Fuck it. Flight be damned. Get me over there just so I can learn some new
flight
scams.
Flight be
bring
damned.
Them over here,
I need a half a Zanny. I need to be out like a light, like Drake. I need to be asleep. That whole 25,000 hour flight.
Oh, shit.
I don't want to be awake. I want to wake up in Africa.
Yeah. Yeah, would you drive in Africa?
Would I drive in Africa?
Yeah, yeah. Would you like? You think you could pull off driving on the other side of the road?
Yeah, let me just hit a parking lot to practice the lefts and the rights, and yeah, I'm probably.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not afraid of any car. I like driving. I mean, okay. I can drive, but it's just like I don't drive in New York because it's expensive.
Yeah, it's ridiculous in New York, yeah. What about you guys in the booth, in the tower? Can you guys drive with a car on the other side?
I think I can.
Yeah.
I feel like you just, like the once you get over the mental aspect of it, of being conditioned of doing it here, like, yeah.
Being on this side, yeah.
It's the same thing. It's just, you have to reverse it.
Okay, yeah. I feel like it's that way too. Like, the more nervous you are, you'll probably do better. I feel like once you get comfortable, that's where you go ahead and fuck up.
Yeah, I feel like because I can drive automatic and manual, I could do anything.
Okay, way to flex. All right, way to throw your big dick on the table.
I know how to drive a stick.
I know how to drive a stick.
I know how to drive. I know how to get out of first.
Yeah. Oh, you don't drive stick? You never driven stick before?
I tried. It's very tough.
Yeah.
Wait. Because my dad.
I know your pop had to have some stick.
My pop didn't want me to fuck up his Beamer.
Yeah.
With his clutch.
But those are pretty tight. Like BMW's got a nice tight clutch, so it'll pop right in the first. But,
yeah, I learned how to drive in a. And like a very old Volkswagen.
No, my pop's
Beetle.
Beamer had it, but I was like, nah, I'm all right.
Volkswagen Beetle, probably the best stick shift to learn how to drive for. One of the most durable transmissions.
My mom had a Volkswagen
ever
Beetle.
Made.
It's the best car.
Ever made. R&D. It's one of the things, that's German, right? Volkswagen's German?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's owned by Audi. They do Volkswagen.
They definitely know what they're doing, huh?
It's an ugly car. It better be dope under the hood.
Yeah, yeah. Which is funny. There's a meme floating around now of like some guy standing in front of it's a cartoon picture of a Volkswagen Bug. And he's got the hood up with smoke coming out of the hood. And he's looking like all frustrated. And it's just like, yeah, what's wrong with this picture? Don't say it. Let people guess. If you had to guess, do you know what would be wrong with that picture?
Yeah. Why is the hood up on the Beetle? Because Beetles don't fuck up, right?
Close. Well,
why is this nigga driving the Beetle?
No, but that's funny.
why is this bitch ass nigga in the Beetle in the first place? Hey, why you got his little sister car? Man, get the fuck out of here.
What about in the tower? Anybody have any idea why, what's wrong with that picture? Tiana, you're kind of a ringer, so I'm not going to ask you. I'm going to ask Jorge first.
Set it up again?
Like, if you see someone standing with the hood of a BMW Volkswagen up and smoke coming out of the hood, what's wrong with this picture?
Oh, there's no engine in the hood.
Yeah, right. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, the engine's in the back.
Engine is in the back.
Yeah, so it's one of the cute little things.
Yeah, the engine's in the back, yeah. Don't you fill it from the back?
And
the
I don't know.
What's some things gas tank is in the license plate?
The not the newer versions that they made in the 2000s and now, but the ones that they made in the 60s, yeah, it was in the back.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it went right under the license plate, right? Like, license plate just, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
The
a lot
newer
of cars
Beetles,
like that back in the day.
You know how the emblem of the brand of the car is in the back?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You flip it open, and that's how you open up your trunk on the newer models.
Oh, look at that. Yeah,
there you go.
I don't want no Beetle, though. You can't sell me on no goddamn Beetle. Mm. Can't sell me on no Beetle, boy.
They're supposed to be safe.
Be safe.
Well, I do want to, speaking of driving.
Uh-oh.
And car crashes.
Okay.
It was a pretty funny video. Check this one out, guys. Man crashes car freestyling.
Okay, he probably deserved this. he probably deserved this.
Yeah, It's a funny thing to watch as an adult because you're just like, you see all of the terror in this young man's eyes, but knowing that you don't have to deal with it. Go ahead, roll it.
Damn, Snappy really had to fucking cut me off. I ain't fucking with all of the lanes. Yeah, they really soft, damn. Really fucking soft like a motherfucking pancake. But the difference between me and you is
well, you better pay attention to the road. Yup. Fucked on up.
And they see still, yeah, I guess you can't turn the beat off right away, but it is such, just a funny
his car.
Thing.
That's where the hook come in. That's yeah. The hook. That's where you put the hook in.
The rap career is over at this point, right? Once you he's allow like, this to go out there and go viral like that. But have you ever, as a teenager, or as anybody, ever crashed a car and not paying attention? Like, have you ever fucked up that
as
way?
As a teenager, nigga, I did that in L.A. a few years ago. I was sitting there driving. I was following Nick. Nick Alexander to the diner in L.A. And he was driving his car. I was driving mine. And we was going down one of them roads. And I was just driving, but I wasn't looking at, because I was just following Nick.
Yeah.
And I figured, you know, and then it hit a red light. I wasn't paying attention. I was like, how the fuck D-Ray get all these girls? Bang! That's exactly what I said. I said, how the fuck does this nigga have a harem of women? Bang!
Yo, that's the funny thing, too. It's like, if you could ever go over what people were being distracted by, what is
that's
a good
exactly
enough distraction?
That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
How does this nigga have all these bite-ass bitches with him all the time? And I looked up and hit Nick's car. It was crazy.
Yeah, man. Women will pull that focus away.
I said, because D-Ray surrounds himself with the most top-notch, like, they're all bad.
Yeah.
They're just all of them bad. They're just so bad. You'd be like, God damn. And he controlling minds.
Yeah.
Like, if you wind up hanging out with one before and then she see you at the show, she ain't going to talk to you because D-Ray there.
Mm.
Like, she'll go, hey, whatever. And it's like, he has... And that it just
puzzle
fucked me
you,
up.
Yeah.
And I was driving, and I was just thinking,
see?
Like, oh, fuck it.
It's like I said, once you get comfortable and you start thinking about other things, that's when you go ahead and make the simple mistakes,
Yeah, that's
man.
True. So shout out to Nick. Sorry for fucking up your car, bro.
Yeah. What about as a kid? Did you ever, were you one of those kids, you ever fuck up your mom's car or anybody's car?
I didn't fuck up my mom's car too bad, thank God.
Yeah, but you crashed it before?
I never crashed it. I got in a couple weird, strange accidents. Not accidents where I got hit, but I went off the road once. Like, I spun out, and I wound up in the grass somewhere.
Uh-huh, okay.
And then I drove off. I took the grass out the tire.
Okay, yeah, that's one of those lucky ones. Yeah. But it's no real damage, but it's like, you'll find weird shit later. Like, you'll be riding, like, a week later and be like, why is my tire so wobbly?
Yeah, there's some grass in the rim. So yeah. I was like, let me But, yeah, nah, I thank God, because I don't like banging up cars. I don't.
Oh, dude, I
banged out. No, I did bang out in Jersey City. Some chick hit me. She hit me when I was pulling out to go out. She snapped me. And then I got hit on the highway in L.A. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm getting a lot of...
Do you know what they were doing? Did you ever find out what the girl was doing that hit
because
you?
Because one of the girls that hit me on the highway ran off the road.
Huh.
And it was so scary because, like, we was off to the side. We spun out, hit the thing. I was with some chick. She crying. She called her mom. And what made the whole thing funny was when she called her mom, she was like, she was scared. And then she said out of her face, she was like, that went from 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Like, she did she said a Drake line while we almost faced death. I was like, this goofy bitch. But anyway, right? Nah, we spun out, and then they took the car, and because it wasn't my fault at all.
Yeah.
There was witnesses and everything. And it was just, I never saw her again.
Yeah.
I never saw who hit me. I just know she hit me, and then she sped off, hit a fucking...
Man, yeah. I remember doing, I did a lot of dingers to my mom's car as a kid, which also I will have to admit that was a level, thinking about that, there's a level of privilege that I did experience in my childhood. One, the fact that we had a car to steal, and it was nice enough, like worth stealing, you know what I mean? Like we're worth, like, yeah, I want to be seen in this car, you know what I mean? So it was like, I realized most people do not have that privilege of like, we had a car that we could, you know, run around and bang up.
Talk shit. I had plenty cars.
Yeah. But I took, I never forget once, I crashed a car twice in 1 year, and it was based around the same girl.
Okay.
So it was like a girl that I was trying to get with in high school.
All right.
And I never forget seeing her and her sister in a car. Like, I saw them go past me up to the light. So I was trying to, like, just catch up to them. I don't know what I was thinking. They ain't just going to pull up in traffic, right? So I'm, like, maybe a car length behind them. So what I was going to do was try to pull up along the side, like, in the – there's no turning lane, but you know how if you pull up on the right at a red light, you could just pull up, say what's up, and then bang the right. I was going to do that. It was going to look fly, boom, boom, boom. All right, cool. And the minute that I went to pull out of my lane and go right, somebody was already coming up along the side to get to that turning lane. So all I did was turn into them, bang, bang, bang. Like, it just caused a wreck, and then the light turned green, and they pulled off. So that they never saw me. I just had to sit here and deal with the fact that, oh, I just made a dumbass, impulsive move and banged out and put some dents in the car. Mm-hmm. Now, fast forward maybe like 6-8 months later.
Wow.
I've actually gotten the girl.
Okay.
This girl is now my girlfriend.
Wow.
Taking her out on dates. She has no idea about this first thing that happened. It's just a thing that happened,
okay.
Whatever.
All right.
So I get her some other kind of way, boom, dropping her off, and I go to back out of her driveway, and for some reason, don't know, I guess just the enlightenment of the date had me just not paying attention. And I just backed into the neighbor's, like, parked car. Like, you know how, like, she lived on a cul-de-sac.
Okay.
So you know how a cul-de-sac, you gotta stay straight when you're coming out your driveway on a cul-de-sac. Because everybody's cars, it gets narrow. And I just turned a little bit and bam, right into it. Of course, her dad was, like, up watching to make sure that she got dropped off. So then, of course, seeing me crash into the neighbor's car, he's got to come out. And it was, like, a whole big thing. That was really embarrassing. That was really, really, really embarrassing. To drop a girl off and then have her whole family come out to assess the damage that you did to their neighbor's car.
Oh, shit.
And then we all collectively made a pact that we're never going to tell the neighbor what happened. You know?
Oh, wow. That's a twist. That's a weird twist. You and the family.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. But it was like also the beginning of like, yeah, this boy's irresponsible. Get rid of him. You know what I mean?
get him out of here. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I like step and fetch it over there. Get
yeah,
on.
Yeah. It's a weird one.
Can't even drive his goddamn car.
Yeah. What about you guys in the booth? Any car accidents from you two?
Unfortunately, yes. I've never apologized or had like mentioned the time to apologize, but this would probably be it. I'd like to apologize to my mother and my brother's father. I was home alone. I was a latchkey kid, so I was home alone all the time, and I was home till like midnight by myself. One day I come home and I see they left one of the car keys home because they had two. They each had a car.
Okay.
I was like, oh shit, I could drive. And I think I was no more than like 13.
Wow. Yeah, that's about the age, yeah.
And I didn't drive. I just wanted to move it a little bit. So I backed it up and I was like, okay, cool. And then when I went to put it back in its place, boom, right into the garage door. And I fucked up the front end of the car and the garage door.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I would like to apologize.
Yep. And then, look, those would be the times, too, where in your mind you think, I'll pay for it. Like, how? With your 5:15 an hour job? Huh?
At 13? What the fuck are you doing at 13?
You work 12 hours a week. It's going to take you a lifetime to pay this shit off.
I didn't like having debt, so I try not to bang out cars.
I know. Like, I used to, like, I mean, my mom would hold me to that, too. Like, I would really have to give her monthly payments, you know what I mean, to pay this stuff off. I used to be jealous of kids that just, their parents just fixed it. Like, parents that had the mentality to be like, well, that's what insurance is for. Don't worry. I guess we all, like, nigga, I used to hate.
Let's go home.
Watching, like, after school TV, shit like Saved by the Bell.
Okay.
Or, like, fucking the Brady Bunch or any shit like that,
mm-hmm.
where they would do awful, awful shit, get caught. And then be like, well, that's okay. As long as no one's hurt. Like Urkel, Steve Winslow, they drove cars through the living room, through the kitchen. And Carl would just be like, well, I'm just glad everyone's okay.
Well, no, Carl would be mad, but Carl wouldn't do shit. I mean, he was mad, but all Steve had to do was apologize. That's the show. I fucked up. I'm sorry. I love you. And that's it. I love you, Winslows.
That's what they should have. They should have a package of insurance. Like, yo, do you want the regular insurance or you want the Family Matters plan? You know what I mean?
You want the Family Matters plan in case you got a black nerd that loves your daughter always
for
coming
catastrophes.
Over? Fucking your shit up.
Yeah, in case you have catastrophes on a cop salary.
It's a rare condition. In this day and age.
Jesus Christ, man.
They have any good insurance.
They would have that shit put right back together, man. Yeah, man. Carl never whooped anybody's ass.
Never
I got my ass whooped for everything. Everything. That was how I paid things back. Chunks of my ass.
I got my ass whooped one time.
Really?
With an actual belt.
Your whole life?
My whole life.
Your whole fucking life. You got one beating?
I got one beat.
You got one beating?
With a belt, yep.
This is fucking infuriating. Are you serious?
One time.
I'm about to beat you the fuck up right now.
Why?
Just for saying that. That's
why?
Insane. I don't know. I'm traumatized.
I've gotten yelled at. I've gotten smacked. I've gotten smacked, but a whooping? My mom cried more than I did when she whooped my ass because she was like, this don't feel right.
Yeah.
Derek, I'm putting a belt to this nigga's ass.
Derek, I got a welt on my forehead from my jumpers that my mom whipped around.
Well, that's on y'all. My mom loved me properly. My Nano used to whoop my ass with a Jet magazine. I remember one time I cut my hair. She beat my face with a Jet magazine. And
I will beat your face.
And then my mom whooped my ass for procrastinating on a book report. And that was, I got punched. She beat my ass and... She didn't want to do it no more because she was like, I don't like this. She cried more than I did.
Damn, that is wild,
man. So, yeah, man, I just got, like, talking twos. And then my dad, if I was with my pop would punch me in my arm or some shit, like, you know.
My dad never beat me, surprisingly. He always would say he was going to, and then he would just, like, do something else. And I get it. It's like, I'm not beating on this little kid. He's only here for the weekend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
that's a terrible weekend. You get a beating, he visited. I can't beat a visitor.
There was one time I knew we had it coming because we took the bikes, me and my cousin. My dad had a duplex that he bought. And then my aunt, who was smoking crack, decided she needed a place to live. So my dad was like, come on. You know what I mean? Yeah. So he had his sister and her son, my cousin, they were living downstairs. So, like, it was a free-for-all. Like, that would be the thing. My dad would go to work, like, if he had me. And he would definitely, like, tell my aunt, like, can you keep an eye on him? But I was just like, oh, we good. Yeah, we can do whatever. You know what I mean? So one time we took the bikes and went out late at night. Like, we just went out. And when my dad came home, we were missing. Like, my dad definitely came home from work, say, like, 11:30. He get home from work. And we're probably, like, 7 and 8. And we are gone.
Oh, wow.
Like, not even riding. We're not even on the block. We are riding bikes around the neighborhood, just living our little 8 and 7 year old lives on the bikes late at night. We're having a great time. And man, we coming down the block. And I think we was headed home, but we definitely was coming down the street that the house was on. And my dad was just out in the street, like looking for us.
Waiting.
Right. To which the fear of seeing my dad out in the street, my cousin just fell off the bike and just crashed, right? He just crashed. Not like he fucked himself up bad too. Like he was bleeding, everything. So it was one of them things of like, hey man, take that bike around, put it in the house. Like he picked up my cousin Terrell, took him in the house. He was like, hey, take them bikes back around, put them in the garage, come on in the house, man. And like I remember coming in, I could hear Terrell upstairs like crying. I'm trying to get him all situated and settled. And I came in to sneak to make sure he was okay. And my dad was like, you, upstairs, before I get on your case. Which I never really knew what that meant.
What is my case?
Right. And I thought that meant, oh, this nigga about to beat me. You know what I mean? Because this was definitely a beating at home. Like, oh, yeah, this was a beating at home for sure. Yeah. But I had never been beaten by a man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, oh, shit. This is about to be a man beating.
Yeah. Oh, this is about to be real.
Yeah. And
even you know.
I promise you, my dad, he just kind of came upstairs and went in the other room. He went in his room and laid down. Like, he was like, you all right? You want something to drink or something? No, I'm good. Like, cause I thought that was weird. You gonna offer me something to drink before you beat me? Like,
I was like, is this my last drink? Is this my last one? Come on, Pop. Don't do me like that.
Yeah, man, my pop never beat me. Never.
Yeah, my pop never. Might have checked me or just cussed at me. A lot of, what the fuck are you like that?
Yeah.
But like I used to get patted in the ass or something like when I was young.
Right. Good for you, man. Good for you.
I just wanted fly things.
Yeah, man.
You do good, you get shit. That was always it for me. Hmm. Like you said, like you and Mario used to say, my mom raised me like a puppy. This nigga get treats all the time. He can get a good grade, give him a treat. It may not be food, but get him some sneakers or a new game.
That's
get
about the game. To be the other thing I'm about to be on this summer too, man. I'm checking strollers. I'm checking strollers, and if it ain't a baby in there, I'm flipping it the fuck over.
That's so funny. All right? Get crazy.
Get
these
dog
out of hand.
Out of the stroller. Let him walk. All right, man. This has been a fun one, man. Let's go ahead and wrap this up, man. Boof. Say goodbye to the people. Tell the people where they can find you if they're looking for you online. Jorge or no. Tiana, go first.
Goodbye, everybody. You can find me at Tiana Sasha everywhere. Come to Black Ass.
Yeah.
Goodbye, everyone. You can see me on High Society Radio, unofficial fifth mic. Live Thursdays at 8 p.m. on Gas Digital Network or on Mondays on YouTube.
You want a cookie?
Fifth mic, man. The unofficial fifth mic. I like that. That means he takes pride in building up his resume.
That's
all
right.
And one day it'll be fourth mic. You just keep on pushing.
All right? That's right. You keep pushing, Jorge. You're the goddamn man. Hear me? Stripper friends.
Yeah, man. I get you a Mexican friend. All right. Derek, take a bite to the people.
I think you know what it is already, but I am the great boy, THEGREATBOY on Instagram. And I should be on trend and threads and Twitter and all that shit. But if you want to see funny shit, Instagram.
Yeah. For the people that are watching on YouTube, too, I forgot to go live Thursday. I got tired and fell asleep. But I'll keep going live Thursdays on YouTube, Tuesdays on Instagram. So follow the Instagram page at NNFA Podcast. It'll probably be around 7 o'clock. All right. So
seven o'clock.
Is good. That's a good number.
Seven o'clock.
I don't want to do it at 5:30 Eastern Time while y'all are in traffic.
Ooh.
Although I know a lot of people like to go live while they're driving, which is a hoot.
That shit weird.
A crazy thing. But yeah, make sure you guys follow in the live, man. Chime in. We'll talk about whatever y'all want to respond to that's on the show. Talk about any times that you guys should have apologized and didn't. And you know, let's share some Black Air Force One stories. So, man, let's get in the live. Let's chat. Let's interact a little bit. Let's have some fun, man. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm the God.
And I'm the great boy.
All right. See you guys later. Peace. This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.